This is Ozarks at Large. Staff at the Crescent Hotel in Eureka Springs have stumbled across a trove of artifacts that can be traced to one of its more colorful characters. Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek went to the 133-year-old hotel to take a look at the excavation that's yielded hundreds of glass bottles and jars believed to have been used by Norman Baker to sell a cure for cancer.
I'll just start with the grossest one of them all, I guess.
Jack Moyer, the vice president and general manager of the Crescent Hotel, lifts a Ziploc bag with a bottle inside to show off its contents.
We're holding a bottle, and it has something in it, right? We'll call it medical specimens today, but you can just let your imagination drift off.
Moyer is standing beside a table covered with dozens more glass bottles and jars. They come in a multitude of shapes and sizes. Some are clear, others are various shades of blue, brown, and green.
Many of these bottles, you can see that Norman Baker included in his sales brochures, as having evidence that he has cured cancer.
Many of the containers are empty, but a few are full of liquids, powders, and yes, specimens like the one in Moyer's hand.
And of course, we've had these bottles tested. That's alcohol in there, and that's a questionable material in there that we're calling medical specimen. We're going to learn a little bit more.
Susan Benson, the hotel's garden manager, found the bottle dump back in February when she and her crew were doing some work in the Crescent's backyard.
And I had a guy on the tractor go in for a load of soil, and when he brought the bucket up, I could see a bottle sticking out of the ground. So I went over there and pulled it out of the ground, and the earth gave way, which exposed more bottles.
Benson says she called in Keith Scales, the tour manager at the Crescent and Basin Park Hotels, and together they pulled out about 100 containers.
What made me call Keith is when I pulled one out that had clear liquid in it in what looked like tissue, and that's when I thought that this has got to be something of importance.
Scales says he recognized the bottles immediately as having belonged to Norman Baker, who ran the hotel as a cancer hospital from 1937 to 1940, after the Victorian landmark started fading during the Great Depression.
As we continued to dig, more and more of these bottles came out. Some were medicine bottles, and some were bottles with specimens in them. Baker claimed they were tumors that he had removed from his patients.
While Baker never claimed to be a doctor, Scales says he operated two other hospitals before coming to Eureka Springs.
When he came here, he brought everything with him. So these bottles probably date to the 20s in Muscatine, Iowa, the early 30s in Laredo, Texas, and then the late 30s here, probably all assembled.
The American Medical Association had denounced Baker as a charlatan for years, but it took until 1940 that his cancer cure literature got him in trouble with postal inspectors. Baker was eventually sentenced to 3 years in federal prison for mail fraud, and his hospital at the Crescent closed.
I was delighted to find physical verification of the stories that we've been telling on the ghost tours for several years. And, you know, and it goes further than that. It goes into the history of the quack medicine movement here in the United States, which was big during the Depression when they were the only guys making a lot of money. But he was definitely one of those, and this is his paraphernalia right in front of us.
And it's paraphernalia that Scales thought was long gone. While the bottles and jars were put on display by subsequent owners of the Crescent, it's believed a manager decided to get rid of them sometime in the 1960s.
I was told he took them out to the dump, which I assumed meant the city dump over in Berryville. But apparently it didn't. It meant a dump that they had created, and from what our archaeologist friends are telling us, it looks like they actually dug a pit.
After the site got the all clear from Arkansas State Police and the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality, Crescent staff called in the Arkansas Archaeological Survey. Michael Evans is one of the University of Arkansas station assistants who excavated a portion of the bottle dump.
We scheduled some field work and came out here and laid out the test unit that's behind me and started digging, and it was a lot richer than we ever would have thought. And so found 500 or 600, we don't even have a good count at this time, whole bottles and then a whole lot of broken stuff.
Evans says the literature Baker produced to sell his goods and services made it fairly easy to tie the site to the notorious businessman.
So they mentioned a lot of his products, and they had yellow powders and red pastes, and exactly what we're finding in the ground, we have yellow powders and red pastes and tubes of things, so there's no doubt that we're finding items that he sold, and then also probably some of the other things are just props that he used to promote his business.
Evans says they will be sending samples of the various contents of the bottles and jars to the state crime lab and other entities to figure out what the substances actually are.
There's also in here we have bottles of pills and things. At one place in the literature, he had mentioned that they were administering the medicine by teaspoons in that way, and it was really hard to get a uniform measurement, so they contracted with a reputable pill manufacturer and started producing pills, and we're actually finding bottles of pills, and some of them are even, this one still has its cotton packing in with the pills.
Evans says they also unearthed a rusted bone saw and a glass medical spoon.
One of the items that came out that was particularly interesting were reels of 16-millimeter film, which had been in the ground. They're wet and unspooled. And so we thought, well, there's no hope that there's going to be anything on those useful. But we took some back to the lab and started looking at it under the microscope, and we were able to identify one frame that had some writing on it.
The writing reads, before Baker treatment. And since there are photos of Baker showing films, researchers believe he may have used them to demonstrate the before and after effects of his treatments to promote his cures.
That's unusual for archaeologists to get such a direct tie-in with a specific episode, but you might say that was like his calling card. It actually had his name on the item in the ground, so that was fantastic.
Evans says they will document the items pulled from the ground with photos and descriptions and eventually make all that information available to the public so it can be used for other studies.
Besides all the Norman Baker history here, it's also useful as just this is what a 1920s, 1930s medicine cabinet might have looked like in the vessels that you would find. And so there's some rare shapes and colors here. So there's a good story there, too.
The archaeological survey is also leaving most of the dump site intact for future researchers and for use by the Crescent during its tours.
We're not taking all of the objects out of the ground. We're just taking a representative sample, and they're discussing how to best preserve what's left in the ground and protect it, but also be able to interpret and let people enjoy what's still in the ground, too. So we'll get that figured out.
Crescent VP and General Manager Jack Moyer says the visual appeal of the colorful bottles and jars were part of who Baker was.
He understood not only the opportunity to cure cancer, but he also understood the sell about how to lure people to his cancer hospital. And this was a part of it, and we're looking at it today.
That's why Moyer says they also plan to eventually display the containers at the hotel.
Who knows? You know, maybe we put these bottles back in their original setting and we see a spike in paranormal activity.
Crescent legend has it the medical specimens and cures were at one point stored in the hotel's basement, known as the morgue, where Baker had an autopsy table and a walk-in cooler. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.